Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming.
Spoiler alert!
Freaking awesome.
The quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to the Scare Trap Podcast. My name is Mikey, and on today's episode, we are interviewing Greg Rudman, the owner of Zombie Infection, the UK's only two-time award-winning zombie experience, and we know exactly why they've won those awards. They are absolutely phenomenal. Myself and Hannah experienced Zombie Infection, the courthouse, back in 2018, and it was honestly like nothing we'd ever done before. It was 2 hours of adrenaline, adventure, zombies. It was insane. In fact, you can go back on this podcast feed back to 2018, check out the episode we did from Zombie Infection. It was awesome. We also did a mini scare cam episode as well, which you can check out on youtube.com/scaretrack. But lots has changed in the last 2 years. We thought it was about time we got Greg back on to the Scare Trap Podcast to not only talk about the multiple events and venues they have with Zombie Infection, we talk also about their Twitch stream as well, their Picking Brains podcast, which is an awesome scare attraction podcast as well. Go and support and check that out. But they have a brand new venture, Turf Wars. Now, I'm checking out their website. It says here that it's a new brand of immersive escape room experiences where challenges are tasked with solving 5 puzzle stations across a massive environment in under 60 minutes whilst being hunted. Yeah, that sounds pretty damn intense. So we thought, let's get Greg back on the show and tell us all about it. So without any further ado, it's Greg Rudman, the owner of Zombie Infection, here on the Scare Trap Podcast.
You're listening to Scare Trap.
Hi guys, and welcome back to this episode of the Scare Trap Podcast. Like I said in the intro, I am joined by owner of Zombie Infection, Greg Rudman. Greg, how's it going, buddy?
Very good, mate. Very good. I'm well, which is the main thing.
Yes, absolutely. As long as you're safe and well, that is the most important thing during these crazy times. But there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel with these crazy COVID times, because Zombie Infection is back, isn't it? You just started an event a few days ago.
We are. It was a tricky one, really, because we wanted to try and trial, you know, what it would be like back for our staff and a few guests. So we had an event booked in at Magna. It was one sort of standalone event, and then we have sort of another 3 weeks to work out, you know, how well it went. So it was just a little bit of a trial event. We had 7 guests on the first run, and we had about 10 guests on the second run. So we ran at extremely reduced numbers to, you know, obviously ensure that we were following all the guidelines. And safe to say, it was awesome. We had a great, great time on Friday.
Excellent, yeah, and the Scare Directory guys had a fantastic time as well. We love Steve and Asher. Go over to their website to check out the review as well. But Zombie Infection, I mean, I've experienced the courthouse, which was phenomenal, and unfortunately that has come to an end now, but with an end comes great beginnings of new stuff, and we're going to get onto the new venture for you and your team in just a little moment. But if in case anyone's been living under a rock here, listening to our Scare Trap podcast, what exactly is Zombie Infection? What would you describe it as?
So Zombie Infection is a 2-hour adrenaline-fueled real-life immersive blockbuster where you are placed in an apocalypse situation where you have to work with either people that you've booked on with or other members of the general public to untwine a narrative, solve puzzles, but ultimately make your way through the undead as you try to survive these 2 hours.
Yeah, yeah, that's very well put. Sorry, I put you on the spot there, didn't I?
Yeah, I know. Well, I've said it so many times. I sort of like, you add in new things every time I say it. I'm like, oh, I didn't know I could describe it like that. But,
yeah. No, it worked well. It worked well. obviously, I'm checking out the website as well, and it is the UK's only 2-time award-winning zombie experience. So yeah, huge congratulations there.
Yeah, we were so chuffed. I mean, we work so hard at what we do, and I drill the guys every single week about the quality that we deliver. You know, yeah. It's such a competitive market nowadays. There's so many immersive types of attractions that you can do. So more so now than ever, we really have to keep that standard high. And ever since I've entered the industry, passionate about what it was that people were doing, I've always sort of pride myself on keeping that bar extremely high. So it was it was encompassed by winning our second Sky Award in 3 years. So wow. We won 2018, then we skipped a year, and then we won this year for two different sites as well. So not the same event. The first award was for the courthouse, which you did.
Yeah.
And the most recent award was for our amazing workshop down in Somerset, which is at Shepton Mallet Prison.
Yes, of course.
It's one of my favorite buildings I think I've ever been into, and I've been into a lot of buildings. It's one of my favorites. It's the old workshop that's attached to the prison. So it's not in the prison itself, but it still has that prison vibe.
Yeah.
But it's a fantastic event. So if you do fancy coming down and trying it, then that's definitely the one I would do.
Yeah, I need to head down to Somerset, check that out. I need to check out the prison, actually. I've been speaking to Joel. Obviously, he has Shrewsbury Prison here as well, up here, doesn't he?
Right.
So, I need to check that out. But you know what? There's a lot of things on my bucket list, and these multiple events are all on there. Yeah. You've got the Factory in Sheffield, the Forest in Nottingham, the Dungeon in York. In Basingstoke, you've got the Complex. You've got the Tower in Liverpool. So there's literally loads of different events. So no matter where you are in the UK, you can basically check out zombie infection, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, part of our sort of growth strategy was to create pockets, communities within each corner of the UK, basically. So the only way, I mean, zombie events don't particularly make a massive amount of money. They're extremely expensive to put on. The buildings that we run them in are extremely expensive. For us, it was about getting a local community together and bringing in local people. So we tried to, you know, have a couple events in the Midlands, couple events up north, couple events down south. And, you know, just before the lockdown, we really started to hit the ground running. And a lot of our business comes from repeat business. So somebody comes and does Sheffield, for example, and then they scoot over to Liverpool and do the Tower. So we introduced this, what we call our zombie infection universe, which is a bit like Marvel's universe, but with a lot less money.
But more zombies.
Yeah, more undead. But basically, each site continues a single narrative. Okay. And there's a chance that you might fight on one side of the war, and then on one side, you know, against, maybe you play with the rebels, and the other side, maybe you're part of the corporation. So there's each site has a narrative, and we call these chapters. So we wanted people obviously to play each chapter of the event, and so far it's working really well.
Yeah, definitely. So if there's anyone listening now that really does love a zombie style of event, I can't recommend Zombie Infection enough. Like I said, I got to visit the courthouse and it was phenomenal. I remember myself and Hannah coming out after 2 hours thinking, I don't think I've done anything like that. And because, you know, we've done scare mazes, we've done escape rooms, we've done zombie chase games. We've done lots of different types of things. Generation Z was a very immersive theatrical production all about zombies. But this just sort of, it mixes all those different ingredients together to make something pretty intense, pretty insane, and really enjoyable as well. So, it's awesome. I love it.
It's quite a fine art. It's very unique. And the techniques that we use aren't necessarily just horror, but there's a lot of psychological stuff that we do. There's a lot of timing things that we do. There's a lot of combination of every sensory perception type things where we mix audio just at the right time with action. We mix scares just at the right time with tension. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to ensure that those markers are hit that enable us to keep that high bar. And I think that's different than a lot of other type of attractions out there. I think that those finer details of, you know, we instill in our guys like when to hit that music, or you know, get them on their knees and shout fire at this point in time, you know like you would if you were right. I mean, I'm a massive music score fan, so massive film buff, so I always you know, when you get shivers down your spine when a certain piece of music hits at the right time, when you're seeing something on screen, it all comes together to create something that's memorable. It's that, but you're actually living it out. So that's where, if you're getting chills in the cinema when you know that when Thor lands, you know, in Endgame, if it's those moments you're after in real life, then we can deliver those.
Yeah, 100%. And when I can vouch for that, when I visited the courthouse, it does, like you mentioned, it does build like a movie, and it has the moments of setting the scene and slowly developing what's actually happening, and then there'll be an insane bit of violence or an intense terror, and then there'll be a section where I have to pretend to be a zombie and it's all a little bit calm and quiet, and then at the end it's all insane, and it is like the final battle scene at the end, like you say, to use Endgame as an example, it's like the final battle scene but with zombies.
It works. It's really tricky to, because obviously I've probably written about 12 or 13 events now, I think, and it's really difficult to keep them fresh. The techniques that we use to scare and give you those buzz moments are the same, but the coating on top, it's very, very tricky with seven sites to keep coming up with, new concepts and ideas. We do it clearly as the workshops won another award, but it's a tricky old game.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, you're wearing lots of hats, I bet, especially with all the different sites.
Yeah. I mean, we try to cross over characters as well. So the courthouse, when you did it, was set 30 years after our Sheffield event, for example. So you might meet one of our rebel characters at Sheffield, and then 30 years later, you'll meet them at the courthouse, and they would have been through that character development over that time. So for example, when we were at Woolerton Hall last year, which is where the Dark Knight Rises was filmed in Nottingham, and we had an event there, we put that right at the end of our storyline, and you meet my character, which is called Logan, and in that scenario he's at the end of his road, this is the final stand for him, he's lost an eye. Like he's bruised.
He's been battered throughout the
years. Exactly. Yeah. But then if you meet him at, maybe the courthouse or the tower, which is earlier on in his story, he hasn't lost his eye yet.
Right.
You could almost write it in a book.
And piece it all together.
Those things out. Yeah.
Definitely. It sounds awesome. I mean, like I said, I was lucky enough to experience one event. I need to do the others. And I know there's a handful, like you say, that there's a sort of a hardcore fan base that do all the different events. I mean, Amber, I think she's probably done all of them now.
She's done a few,
bless her. It's great. And the fact that it's you could go to one individual event and totally get the story and totally get the theme and what's happened. But then if you wanted to, you could piece, it's a little bit like you say, again, we're bringing it back to Marvel films quite a bit, but if you just watch one Marvel film, granted you're going to get what's happened within that movie, you're going to get what's happened start to finish. There might be a few Easter eggs you don't get, but then you could, if you really wanted to, then watch all 22 other movies or whatever.
It's exactly that. Each has, because of the different locations that we have, each has its own complete personality. Magna is a huge abandoned steelworks factory, with gantries, and you're up high and you're low, it's got four levels, like it's an incredible building. And then you go to somewhere like, I don't know, the complex, and it's in a leisure center,
it's such a difference.
Like you couldn't get two different ends of scale, but each has its own, you know, different quirks and nuances. It's so it does, that does help to keep it fresh.
Yeah, definitely. And like we said at the beginning, tickets are on sale because the events are starting now. So, guys, if you want to get your tickets for Zombie Infection, head over to www.zombieinfection.co.uk. We can get your tickets for each individual event there as well. Before we get onto the main feature of what I want to talk about on this podcast, a brand new venture for you guys, we also need to talk about what you guys have been up to during sort of lockdown and this whole coronavirus malarkey, because lots of events have gone, you know, obviously gone quiet. They've just tried to see what's happening, but you guys have kept yourself busy. You kept us entertained. Your TikTok channel's got huge. Obviously, you've got Twitch. You've got the Picking Brains podcast run by you guys as well. So tell the listeners what kind of stuff that you guys have been up to during this crazy COVID time.
When you reel them off like that, we've been busier than I thought we had been.
Definitely.
So I think one of the things when I took over Zombie Infection that I wanted to do was to create more of a community. I didn't just want our social channels to be a platform to sell what we do. I really wanted to involve our cast and crew with our community. So one of the things, like you mentioned our Twitch channel there, that was to enable us to talk without any facade to our audience, you know, just come and meet some of the amazing guys that we have working with us, hang out with them, chill with them, discuss zombies or discuss gaming or whatever you want to do. And that's just been really successful. With every new venture, it's always going to be a slow burner. So, you know, you're reaching out, you're starting something new. We didn't expect it to just take off, but slowly those guys, you know, they now love it. They've got a community there. They're engaging with our audience, which is one of the main things that we really wanted to do. So it's been a real nice way to still communicate during the lockdown period. For me, the lockdown has been like a holiday that has been very much needed. When we Lucy and I were traveling up and down the country every weekend, we're talking about an eight hours in the car every weekend somewhere or another. Some events we were running two events, so we'd have an event in Sheffield and we'd have one in Birmingham. We were just traveling everywhere committing. We also did not take a single penny from the business over that time. We put our heart and soul into it because we were building something or rebuilding something for the future. So for then it to just completely stop, I mean, we just didn't know where we were, really. We were lucky that we weren't relying on the salary from that business anyway. So we were fairly safe with, you know, a roof over our heads, albeit a very small one. But, you know, we were safe with that.
I feel you there.
So aside from the devastation of us working to build something that was, you know, for a long time and then it just being sort of taken away, we sort of and as many other scare attractions would have been in the same boat, not knowing whether we would be able to come back to it.
Of course, yeah.
The first 3 weeks were us just kind of like, it's out of our hands. I can't think about it, because it was just a bit of a shock to the system. And then slowly it gave us a lot of nice time to reflect on maybe a bit of work-life balance and just how much we were doing.
Yes,
I mean, physically, it was exhausting.
Mentally as well, it's got to be.
Yeah, and so just to take that time. So then sort of in the middle, we took a month and did these other sort of things here and there. We did, did you guys see the live stream we did at the house where it was Lucy had turned into a zombie and I was trying to escape?
I don't think I saw that one, actually.
Yeah, so we did that. That was quite fun. That when sort of everybody was exploding with these like online games and, you know, these streams were like horror related or whatever. We sort of like, yeah, we'll give it a go. So we sort of choreographed a little evening, a little 45 minute evening story thing that we did on our social channels that was really good. So we just sort of potted around and did a few things like that. There wasn't really anything we could do other than just enjoy, let our bodies recover, really. And
well, that's it, isn't it? Yeah. Being able to actually recharge the batteries a little bit in other ways.
Yeah, just keep holding on. I mean, I was focused on keeping money in the bank, and I think we ended up refunding probably more than £15,000 worth of money. Yeah. Gosh. I mean, the timings were really good for us because we have an extortionate VAT bill, and that money was sat there ready to pay it. And obviously, because they moved the VAT on, we had that money there when we were able to use that for the refunds. I mean, we would have really have been in trouble if it wasn't for that. But yeah, I mean, to any business, that's an extortionate amount of money.
Definitely. It's the only time a VAT bill has been good.
Yes.
We're the same. Like, I'll get my quarterly VAT bill at work. I'm like, why the hell did the government want like 30k off me? Why? Why?
Exactly,
But I suppose if it, luckily you're able to use it. So it's going handy in that respect.
Yeah. So luckily that paid people back. I mean, overall, the majority of people, they were happy to get a gift card or postpone till later on in the year. But there's always going to be a percentage of people that want their money back. And thankfully, I was able to just keep the business afloat in the green, barely. I mean, it was push and shove comes close. But luckily, we were able to get through it and push on.
Definitely. And that's the bottom line at the end of it, isn't it? Being able to continue moving forward, because there will be some, not just in the scare industry, but in any industry, there will be people going under or bankrupt or into administration because of it. You know, Drayton Manor was sold today, and who would have believed that? Yeah, crazy. So, it's been a scary time, but it's been great that you guys, like I say, have not only been able to, you know, keep yourself in the green and be able to get yourself back running up and running again, but also keeping yourself relevant as well and keeping the masses entertained as well.
Yeah, like I said, definitely community is important for us. So, you know, we definitely care about our fan base. We need repeat business. So,
yeah,
we really want to express and communicate with them.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. Awesome. So, I mean, we've got and that's still going to continue. I'm guessing now you're running events as well. Picking Brains podcast is going to continue, and your Twitch and your TikTok, everything. I mean, you're very heavily on social media. Obviously, I'm guessing that will just continue to thrive whilst you're running events.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we're going to hopefully do some more live streaming from events. I think that was always the idea. Mm. With our events, we wanted the Twitch channel to be almost our TV channel at some points in time. So we're working on the logistics of getting that streaming up. You know, watching people do a zombie event, you know, is going to be entertaining.
Of course.
So you know, we're hoping that will drive some of the numbers on the Twitch channel. But Picking Brains has been good. You know, that was just a little bit of a side project for us. So again, just sort of give our community some insight into the scare industry. We've really enjoyed doing those chats. You've been on it, obviously.
Yeah, it's been great.
That was great. So that's going to continue. And bless Charlie and Meg and Emma. They're all running that, so they're doing a fantastic job.
Yeah, definitely. It's really enjoyable as well. It's always good to see, a few guests on there as well. They've had Michael, they've had Lee, they've had Callum Beckett recently as well, talking all about Scream Camp and whatnot. So it's great. I love that sort of thing. I mean, sometimes people say, a bit of sidebarring now, totally off zombie infection and whatnot, but people are like, Mikey, have you seen there's another podcast doing scare attractions? I'm like, yes. That's allowed. Like, it's not like Marvel versus DC sort of thing. It is allowed. And then they're like, there's another one. I'm like, anything to promote the industry. I don't understand why people can't understand that we can share and help each other and support each other. So I'm all for it. I'm excited.
I think we didn't just want to do the sort of the same angle as well either. You know,
of course.
We sort of, and it is just on Twitch, so we don't really put Picking Brains on any other platform other than Twitch for that type of community. And it's just a break up, kind of just a gaming content, really, to give some variety. And promote other attractions, you know, some of the people that have been there. It was such a good time because there was so much to talk about for the industry. So we felt like it was a good time to just, you know, just branch out a little bit, just for a bit of fun. There's really no venture there.
Yeah, but it's loads of fun. I really enjoy it. So, guys, get Twitch. If you're not on Twitch already, go get Twitch and just search Zombie Infection. You can follow them on there. Yeah, there's loads of stuff. Like you say, you do the games as well on there. I'm really bad at games. I remember Charlie once quite a while ago saying, Mikey, do you want to come on and do a game thing with us? I said, I've still got an Xbox, not one, but the original one.
The black green
circle on top. Like, I'm old school. Wow. And it never gets turned on.
Do you know what, actually, the people that play on our channel are actually not good either, but that's actually it's
part of the fun.
Yeah, that's actually its quirkiness, you know. Bless them, they like, you know, but they enjoy it, and that they, you know, they chat to the community, and the community help them complete the games, and you know, that's actually what it's about.
Sweet. At least they're completing it. I can't complete first levels on anything, so I'll stick with Sega Mega Drive and Sonic.
I've just last week I went up in the loft and I got my Sega Mega Drive down.
Nice.
And it's sat in front of me now.
Can't beat a bit of Sega Mega Drive, bit of Sonic.
It's good, yeah. I had to blow really hard on the
lucky blow.
Cartridges, yeah.
Works every time.
Yeah. I had to smack it a few times, but yeah. it's alive.
It's alive. That's all right. It's alive.
Yeah. Awesome.
Right. Perfect. We're totally sidebarring and talking about old school games now, but we need to talk about a brand new venture, Turf Wars. I saw the video come up online a week or so ago now, and obviously I'm checking your website too. A brand of immersive escape room experiences where challengers are tasked with solving 5 puzzle stations across a massive environment in under 60 minutes whilst hunted. So, tell the listeners all about it. What is Turf Wars?
Okay. So
it sounds pretty intense. I can't wait.
Yeah. So I don't really know where it came from. A lot of my influences come from video games, and one of the biggest video games over the last year probably has been Dead by Daylight, which is what they call a 5v1 simulator. So you have in Dead by Daylight, you have 5 survivors that are trying to start 5 generators or so, and they're being hunted by a character whilst they do it. These characters can be captured, and in the game, they're put on big spikes and hooked and killed. The premise is the same. So as with Zombie Infection, you know, influenced by movies and games, I thought this would be absolutely incredible to do in real life. Like,
definitely.
Run around an environment that was, you know, 4 walls, run around, be hunted. We introduced the puzzles because just starting generators would probably be over fairly quickly. So we wanted to bring in the escape element to it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you summarized it pretty well. It is just that we had with Zombie Infection, obviously we have access to some amazing locations, and a lot of them can be repurposed for other things. So I thought, well, let's make it bigger, let's dot the puzzles around, and let's introduce this element that I personally haven't seen in any escape experience to date, which was this being hunted. We give our challengers the option to choose their hunter. So, you know, you can either face this Halloween, you can either face Clay Harris, called the Silencer, which is a big, huge like Viking guy, but he's slow and not particularly very clever. However, he is powerful. He can maybe capture 2 of you at once.
Right.
Or you can face Freya Mulvo, and she is like a ninja with no mouth, but she's quicker, but she relies on different things than Clay does. So it brings a different dynamic to it. Right. So, for example, one 60 minutes, you do it with Clay, and you have to be fast because he's slow. But because Freya, if you choose Freya, it's about being tactical and quiet.
Right. So it mixes it up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And the feedback so far has been, you know, people struggle to pick which character they want. And, you know, it's these types of elements that we're hoping are going to separate it out from just a normal type of escape room or immersive experience, giving the users the ability to choose their fate, essentially.
Yeah, it sounds really like that is really innovative. Like you say, like we've done escape rooms in the past here at Scare Track. I'm not going to say if I'm good or bad at them. I'm not. I'm really thick. But but the fact that you not only give them an extra dynamic of, you know, you got to, in essence, do these escape room-esque type puzzles, start these generators whilst also being hunted. But the fact that you can choose your hunter, I can see why people are finding that difficult, especially when I'm looking on your website now, and anyone who's listening to this a podcast, go straight to the website, turfwars.co.uk. It's like a game of top trumps. Like, I can see the difficulty of the silencer,
right.
But he's got the speed, the strength, the intelligence, and it's sort of like, that's which right. one would I pick? And Freya looks terrifying with that sword. And I'm pretty certain I've seen Freya's sword skills, which are getting insane during this lockdown over on social media. So
she's been practicing, yeah.
Yeah, like, terrifying anyway. So it sounds really, really awesome. And it starts this Halloween?
Yeah, so we've got our first weekend on the 24th, 25th of October, and then we're running from the 27th to the 31st. But then it's not just going to be a Halloween thing, because we're going to branch out into other genres. So awesome. For me, working in horror, I've always wanted to do something outside of that, but still immersive theatre.
Yeah.
So although we're going to start with a genre that we know, which is horror, we're going to push out into things like replicants and robots. So
nice.
Next year we're going to have, you know, choose other characters, and it will be the replicant Turf Wars. And we're also going to do things like for a younger audience, like cops and robbers. So
okay, awesome.
You're hunted by different types of cops, or a military one where you're hunted by like an SAS soldier in a forest.
Nice.
The concept is still the same, where it's you've got to win the turf war over 60 minutes by solving these puzzle stations, but it, like I said with Zombie Invasion, we want people to come back and try different versions of it to try and give it that replayability aspect. So
absolutely,
yes, we're starting in October, but I think we're already going to have like a Christmas special weekend. Nice. And then we've already got our Predators Turf Wars and the Replicants Turf Wars planned in for next year, which will be super exciting, you know. And then they'll have obviously these other characters that you can choose, because not everybody likes horror, right?
Of course,
you know,
yeah.
There's loads of people out there that just, I mean, we get it all the time, like Zombie Infection, people will tag their mates and they're like, oh hell no, like I could never do that. But we still want to give them the same type of buzz and immersive experience. It doesn't always necessarily have to be scary. So I think it was important for us to try and think of that, those other types of genres for Turf Wars.
Yeah, definitely. And it, like you say, it just opens it to a bigger market as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
And the first event, it starts in the warehouse in Birmingham.
Yeah, so we're at the Grange Live Gaming. So Zombie Infection used to use that venue, but we then moved to the courthouse. So we've gone back there because it's perfectly situated for what we want to do. It's a maze. It's an old warehouse, but it's got like three floors, and each floor is a different sort of layout with a maze in it.
Right,
and okay. the puzzle stations are portable crates.
Right.
So you find these crates, you know, dotted around, so we could move them. So if you do it on Monday and you come back and expect to know where they are, if you change your character and you want to do it again, for example, don't expect them to be in the same place. So it was just perfect for that, you know, just a maze.
Yeah,
of a building.
Awesome. And tickets are from $29.99. You have 60 minutes to do it. Like Greg just said, it's in Birmingham as well, so you know exactly where it is. And you can get your tickets now, again, from Turf Wars. So, Greg, loads of stuff covered there. I mean, Zombie Infection, all your Twitch stuff as well. And I am mega, mega excited for Turf Wars. The hardest thing is just to choose who my baddie is. Who's my hunter going to be?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're super excited about it as well. I mean, like with any new venture, it's a tricky time to launch something, but
of course,
we'll trial it, and we'll put every effort that you'd expect from one of our creations into it, and you know, fingers crossed that the community builds and we can carry it on, because we think it's awesome. Awesome.
Definitely.
Fun.
Big time. And I guess, like you say, although it is it's a scary time and it's a weird time and a concerning time to potentially start something new, but I suppose because it is something brand new, it's not like you have to tweak anything to make it possible to open in these sort of circumstances. It means that you are able to put procedures in place from day one, or so.
Absolutely, yeah. It's fail-safe as well, because it's you know, as an escape room, you could have single households, yeah, only take, yeah, part. So because it's lower numbers and the ticket price is low, there's just not as much risk there, and
of course
less staff as well. So yeah, the risks are low, but it's going to be, you know, it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, definitely. I can't wait to check that out. Like I say, guys, that is coming this October, but it'll be running into next year as well in Birmingham, and that's turfwars.co.uk. Greg, a huge thank you for coming on to the Scare Trek podcast. We spoke to you a few years ago at the courthouse all about that event, but it's been great to chat to you all about zombie infection as the universe it is, and, of course, a brand new Turf Wars.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's always a pleasure. You know, as a community, you know, us scare actors and scare people alike, we all need to really try and stay positive heading into October. I know that it's been disappointing for a lot of people to see, you know, scare parks not open. So just stay strong and, you know, head on into next year and we'll get our scare thrills at some point.
Yeah, 100%. We've got to be being safe and secure is the main thing. But if places can open all safely, awesome. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But if not, we need to understand that it's just not possible for those events. Definitely.
Yeah.
So before we go, what are all your socials so people can make sure that I'm sure they already are, but they need to be following,
channels,
liking.
Yeah.
too many. where can they find you?
So I think probably the main ones are our Zombie Infection Facebook page or our Instagram page, which is our Facebook page is /zombie infection, and our Facebook page our Instagram page is official_zombie infection. And the Turf Wars, like I said, that we'd really appreciate any support and shares with that. So it's Turf Wars UK on Facebook and Turf Wars UK on Instagram. And then come and tune into our Twitch channel. It's really fun. The guys stream, you know, most evenings every week, and the occasional Pick and Brains podcast. We'd love to see you along, because it's really good fun. But thanks for all the support, and hopefully we'll see you to one of our events soon.
Yeah, awesome. Can't wait. Let's kill some zombies.
Awesome.
So, Greg, a huge thank you once again for coming on to Scare Track, and we'll see you soon.
See you later, pal.
Cheers, buddy.
You're listening to Scare Track.
So there we go. First of all, a huge thank you to Greg for coming on to the Scare Trap podcast. Really, really do appreciate it. I can't wait to check out Turf Wars. It sounds absolutely awesome. Guys, I've put the link in the show notes below. Click the link, go to their website, check it out, buy a ticket. It's going to be awesome. I'll see you there this October in Birmingham. And also, zombie infection tickets are back on sale as well. So make sure, again, click that link in the show notes below where you can get your ticket for zombie infection. Events run all around the UK. It's honestly so, so awesome. So that brings us almost to the end of the Scare Trap podcast. I really, really do appreciate you guys listening. But remember, join us over on our social media channels. If you're not already, we are on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter and Facebook. Just search for Scare Trak. And also, anything Scare Trak related can now all be found in one place over on our website, www.scaretrak.co.uk. That's scaretrak.co.uk, where you can find absolutely every single podcast episode, every single Scare Cam episode on our YouTube channel. We have our merchandise for sale. We have absolutely anything you need Scare Trak related over on our website. But like I say, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. A huge, huge thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye, folks.